This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Fears of a Russian gas supply crunch prompted some European countries to ask people to consume less energy Wednesday in a move that could potentially yield big results. AP correspondent Frank Jordans reports from Germany that reports that Germany buys a lot of energy from Russia and has now issued a warning over natural gas supplies.
They announced they're triggering the first of three alert levels on Russian gas supplies. The reason for this being that Russia has demanded that gas be paid in rubles, and that's not something that European countries are prepared to do because of the sanctions. It would undermine the sanctions.
That was AP's Frank Jordans. The latest round of negotiations between Russia and Ukraine produced possible signs of progress, with the Ukrainian delegation laying out a framework for a peace deal. AP's Ben Thomas.
Ukraine would declare itself neutral, with its security guaranteed by a group of third countries, including the U.S., neighboring Poland, and China, among others. The head of the Russian delegation characterized Ukraine's proposals as a positive step. Meanwhile, the Russians say they'll fundamentally cut back military activity around the capital, Kyiv, and the northern city of Chernihiv, in an effort to build trust. That's been met with skepticism. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
We believe that this is a repositioning, not a real withdrawal.
Ukraine's military offers a similar assessment, saying any apparent withdrawal is more likely just a rotation of units intended to mislead, while Russian forces regroup to focus on the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
The UN Refugee Agency says more than 4 million refugees have now fled Ukraine.